Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are back home in Orlando, but we are out and about. I'm with Bill, the producer. Captain Patrick from the boat show is helping me out. Of course, Greg the Dive Master here for another big show. However, we are not in the studio in Orlando. We are at the Surf Expo. This is a huge event, the largest event of its kind when it comes to swimsuit models. And I've been covering this for research purposes only for the last, 15 years or so. Bill and Patrick have never been to a Surf Expo. Are you pumped, Patrick, or what?
I've come every year. What are you talking about?
You've been to the show before?
Yeah, for about the past 5, 7, 8 years.
One of these days I'll start listening to him.
Maybe.
It's unlikely.
For wingman duties is what you said.
That's true. It's Bill that hasn't been to the Surf Expo. Is that right?
I haven't been anywhere.
Well, this is true. And for once in his life, we've let him out of the 10x10 box with no windows.
Once I went to a yard sale.
And he got a great bargain. And who knows? He might that may happen here at the Surf Expo, too. We're going to actually go down Bikini Way and go on a mermaid scouting mission. Is that right, Bill?
I know who lives there in Bikini Way. That's SpongeBob SquarePants.
You will be pleasantly surprised who his neighbors are, though. Trust me. Or his helpers here at the Surf Expo. This is they have more bikini models at the show than any other convention on the planet. It's an impressive display of talent.
I would like to call BS on that. Well, I have seen a single bikini model. There are more bikini models than this at my house.
Well, we are not in Bikini Way yet. That's a little bit later on. You got to work up to this. And, you know, they're scattered throughout the show, but, you know, there's a specific area that it's, you know, that we're going to peruse and, you know, conduct research for Scuba Radio. And once again, we'll get to that later on. So Bill and Patrick are my wingmen, as Patrick appropriately called them. And obviously, there's a lot of people here at the Surf Expo, businesses that are marketing their new products, debuting their new products to the surf and skate and, you know, segment and dive segment. There's some dive folks here, and that's why we're here. Now, we're here. We found this folks, these folks here at the beginning of the show. Dry Suit is the name of the company. Shannon is our guest, right? Shannon, how are you? Where are you from?
I'm from Vermont, and I'm doing splendid. Thank you.
All right. Well, welcome to Orlando. Yeah, Bill?
Wow, she talks like a real person.
Shocking. And she's one of the few women here at the show not in a bikini, which is fine. You don't have a problem with that, right, Shannon?
Right. I'm a businesswoman.
That's right. She's got to work it with this dry suit thing, which is it's not a dry suit, like a diving term that we would use on Scuba Radio. This is actually a case for your iPhone. Tell us about it.
It is a case for the iPhone 4 and 4S, as well as the 5 now. It is a fully functional case, so it's a little bit apart from the other waterproof cases out there. It's due to some of our technology. If you were here, you could feel the screen. That would help. But you're not, so instead, there's two layers. There's a fluid in between, and when you press the screen, your fingertips interact the same way that they would above water. When there's no case on, but instead you're underwater.
Yeah, you know, and that's a problem with these cases that a lot of people don't understand when you're scuba diving or snorkeling, is you take your iPhone underwater, and there's a lot of companies that are coming out with these cases, but they still don't work, you know, because the water interfaces. You've come up with this solution, this little fluid screen, which it makes your iPhone squishy, so it feels good, right?
It does. We also have an integrative audio switch, which sets us apart from those other cases. so you don't lose your external audio when you put the phone into the case. So you can use it as an everyday case, too, just in case it drops in a puddle, which mine has done.
Yes.
And so that's a speaker and a microphone or both or what?
It's just a switch, so it overrides the audio power. Usually when you plug in headphones, you can't talk on the phone. You lose the ring volume.
Right.
But we found a way to get past that.
Ah, okay. So you cracked the iPhone.
Yes.
I'm sure Apple loves
Not
that.
Not me personally.
Yes, but your business, that's good. So, well, I love it. It's a great idea. Now, this is depth rated. This particular one with the squishy screen goes to, you have it rated to about 15 feet, right?
Yes. And that's also for a single screen. This one's the Endurance. We also have the Guardian. Guardian's a little bit easier to maneuver. It doesn't have the gel in it.
But this would work if you were, at your safety stop.
Right.
Wanted to do a little communication, a little text about how great your last dive was while you're still on your dive.
Yes. So on your way back to the surface, or once you get to the surface, you can pull it
Screw
out there.
The surface.
Okay, well, Bill wants to do it underwater. That's fine. But you could take it deeper than that. You just may not be able to work the controls. Is that right?
You might lose the capacitive touch.
Right.
Which is what we guarantee up to 15 feet with our fluidic.
Be able to operate text, take pictures of folks on their safety stop, and all that kind of good stuff. Now, Shannon, do you dive?
I do not dive, unfortunately. I'm from Vermont.
Good point. So okay, fair enough. What, Bill?
Let's have a practice in here.
That's right.
They have a tank. Snorkeling technique type things?
Well, you're a dive trainer. Maybe we just get her a mask and see if she can put it on and off in their tank.
Sarah, are you game? Or Shannon?
Shannon.
Neither one of us got it right. Shannon, are you game?
I'm game. I think we need a bigger tank, though. I'm not that small.
Okay, well, that's true.
We're just going to put your head in.
Oh, okay.
Just get your face wet, that kind of thing.
Seems like a good first start.
I don't know. We don't want to mess up their display, Bill. Okay. They're working here. We're distracting them from making sales and that kind of thing. Now, this product, this dry suit, has been out for about a year, and you can get it where?
You can get it at REI. You can get it online. Hopefully, we'll be branching out to other big stores soon. But right now, online and REI.
All right, cool. We'll check it out. Dry suit. Yes, Bill?
It's mydrysuit.com, and dry is D-R-I, so mydrysuit.com.
All right. Well, Shannon, thank you so much for being on Scuba Radio, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let's move on. On our way to Bikini Way, you gotta fill that hole. They got food here at the Surf Expo, too. I see, Bill, you already have found one. What do you got there? What are you chewing on?
That's beef jerky.
Beef jerky. Beef jerky, and we have Brooke from Golden Valley Natural Beef Jerky. Is that right, Brooke?
Brock.
Or Brock, I'm sorry. You don't look like a Brooke. But how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
So surfers, divers, everyone has to eat. So on their surface interval, why not some jerky, right? What makes this jerky special?
We produce an organic jerky and natural jerky and a buffalo jerky. All of them are raised without antibiotics or hormones. There's no added MSGs, no preservatives. So it's just good old-fashioned, homegrown, healthy.
Homegrown jerky. What do you think, Patrick? Are you liking it?
I haven't had any yet, but I feel like I'm at Costco.
Exactly. It is. It's like sample day at Costco. That's kind of what's going on here. And I don't know, maybe this is Food Alley at the
Bill,
Surf
Bill
Expo.
Is the guy. Bill? He's taken one of each.
I haven't taken one of each, but the buffalo is really good. The turkey's good. This black pepper beef jerky, all fantastic.
So this is all organic, so it's very healthy for you when it comes to jerky, I guess. Right, Brock?
That's right.
So is there? What else makes it different? You got a ton of varieties. I mean, does this take like forever to make, I guess, or what?
It's quite the process to make it. What sets us apart is we've been in the beef jerky industry for over 40 years. My grandfather started the company selling jerky from bar to bar, and it just grew into this. And now we're the largest producer of natural and organic beef jerky in North America.
Nice. So do you find the surfers here at the Surf Expo, and are they coming up to you and say, I want organic jerky, or what?
It just depends on the shop. What the surfers are into is just a high-protein snack that will keep them going. It's a waterproof bag, so if it gets wet, there's no sand can get in it, no water. Yeah, so it's a great snack for the boat or the beach.
Yeah, the boater, the beach, the diver, of course.
As a surfer and as a boater.
Yeah.
I've taken plenty of jerky with me when I'm been delivering some of those yachts.
Well, you work with jerks.
Well, I do.
That should make sense as well. So, I mean,
but I there's not a yacht delivery that I do, including the ones that I did up in Canada, where I don't take some jerky with me, because when all else fails, I've got that. I'm good.
You throw it in the dive bag. You have it on your surface interval. I see a lot of divers doing this, and it's very smart. Does this have like an expiration date, by the way? You need to get a fresh pack of jerky in your dive gear. How often you figure, Brock?
Our bags are postmarked for 18 months, but they'll be good for longer than that because of the technology we use, airproof bag, oxygen absorbers, things like that.
Nice. All right, so there you go. Another idea you may not have thought about on your surface interval for a little snack, some jerky. We're going to talk to the GoPro people, make our way to Bikini Way, and more coming up from the Surf Expo here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
You mean they were only scuba divers?
Professional sea scavengers. This phony head hid the scuba mask. The fin on the back concealed a scuba tube. The flippers on the feet actually helped them swim faster.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the Dive Master, Bill, the producer. Captain Patrick is with us as well from the World of Boating show. We are at the Surf Expo today, recording the show and checking out some new products that are obviously geared towards skate and surf, but do cross over into the dive market a little bit. Now, we have Sean here from Solo Shot. This is a cool little product we see here at your display here, Sean. This Solo Shot allows you to track your camera mount, or you can set up a camera and it will actually track you as you're diving into the water or doing whatever activity you want to do?
Yeah, essentially we're a two-piece unit that is our base unit and an armband, and we just keep your camera pointed at you wherever you go. So you wear this arm sensor, you attach any camera that you want to the device, and it will follow you for up to 2,000 feet in a 360-degree direction.
So this is like the ultimate thing for reality TV, Bill, you think?
Well, I suppose you could use it for reality TV.
Or we could set it up in the Scuba Radio studio and put a receiver on you, me, and have the camera follow us all around.
That's good, because we spend so much time walking.
Well, you like to dance.
I do dance.
And we've threatened people that they may have to witness this, at least on the web, eventually. But this is a cool little product. So obviously the surfers are using it to capture their their rides on their boards and that kind of thing on the coast. But I could see this for a diving perspective. If people want to capture them jumping into the water or coming up out of the water, it'll actually, the camera will track. You just turn it on and go. You don't even need someone to film for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a huge outpouring from schools or camps or, you know, stuff that people do on their vacations that they just want to capture a little clip. And, you know, for those companies to also have videographers on site is just not realistic. And so, like you said, even if it's that small thing of falling off the back of the boat for your first dive, like, to have that captured, you know, I always compare it to skydiving. Some people pay more for the video to see yourself skydive than you ever do to skydive. And so you just see the people really want to, you know, see what they're doing, whether it be vacation or even instructionally, you know, seeing how you could, whether it's diving, falling off the boat better, you know, going into the water, or for us, like for field sports, or just a whole host of activities that our eyes have been open to since coming out with it, whereas surfing and kiting was what we developed it for originally.
Yeah, what about these reality TV shows? Have they come to you yet? Surely.
You know, I think that it could work. We have seen some parents throw it on their kids for, you know, birthday parties and get to send the video to the grandparents while they were just drinking beers. And, you know, so a bunch of dogs with it on there. You get to see your dog, what he's doing all day. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, you know, I love the idea. I really do.
All right. Now, I understand how it works with a video application.
Yeah.
I also see some still cameras here. Is it just taking pictures?
Oh, yeah, just set it up on a timer or something, or what?
Yeah, most of the cameras these days that have these, SLRs or something that's going to just be point and shoot or something like that, you have, depending on your memory card, would allow you what sport mode you put it on. You know, it can take a picture every 3 seconds, 5 seconds, you know, they have all that kind of stuff.
You can make that work. Patrick, what do you think?
I actually prefer that my camera not know where I am.
I was going to say, if you set this up on the beach and you don't need a videographer to take those pictures or video, the only downside is that when you come back, will it still be there?
Well, better yet, if you could have this for underwater use,
yeah,
weighted, and you go down and scuba dive, and then it will pan and film you while you're scuba diving.
Well, yeah, but where are you going to put it? You mean just set it down on the reef?
On a tripod, weighted down. If this was completely
submersible, yeah, maybe.
Not weighted, attached to your dive flag.
Attached to your dive flag. Well, it'd then be floating and bumping and all over the place.
Then you'd have the real sense of a dive.
Okay, they're giving you ideas, and I'm sure you're going to file accordingly there, Sean.
Take it down to the bottom. It's weighted. You've got your camera, and as you're wearing your sensor and you're scuba diving, it's following you and filming your scuba dive.
Well, maybe. I don't know. It looks pretty heavy-duty there. Is it submersible, or I'm guessing no?
Yeah, in the current first generation, the tripod with the base unit is not waterproof. You kind of treat it like any non-waterproof camera. But, you know, obviously, like any tech company, we're working to develop more and more so that we can be applicable to as many things as possible.
Right. Well, like I said, feel free to take that idea and file it accordingly.
Wait. That was my... And we have it recorded, so that Captain Patrick, right there.
Right. Okay. He'll file your...
I'm sure he will.
I don't know. I don't see that
application.
To your point that you said that it might disappear, the one case we've had in the last 6 months is... someone thought that they left their camera on the beach, so they returned it to the police station, said someone might come looking for this, so...
You would see it, if you saw this thing up on the beach, well, you would go like, what the heck is that? Some kind of government spy thing, Big Brother is panning around or something.
Well, one of these has a green flashing indicator light, so I think I would probably call Homeland Security first.
Yeah, maybe. But it's cool. I mean, it's fairly compact, and I mean, you solve a big problem. You know, divers, surfers, obviously. But this could come in pretty handy, and you eliminate the videographer, and you know, you might put some folks out of business.
Or you can add extra angles for the videographer.
Well, there you go. Yeah,
is kind of where we're looking at it. You have a lot of these places have a budget, and you bring five videographers, that adds up pretty quick. But just bring one or two, and then have some mounted solo shots in different angles, then you can just capture, you know, capture that stuff.
So. Absolutely. Well, a lot of the dive boats are using GoPro cameras on their dive decks now, so this would give it a little bit more motion. So that would be kind of cool.
It does not make a stand-up paddleboard guy look any more cool, though.
What do you mean?
It's still, that's a goofy-looking thing, stand-up paddleboard.
Well, you throw some dive tanks on it, it'll be all right.
Okay.
What about the receiver? Is that submersible or no? Not yet.
This we've actually taken with a baseball bat and smashed it across a parking lot.
So you could take it underwater and do this whole...
Pretty good. Yeah, maybe if it gets...
You've heard the show before then.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So tell me, Sean, how do people get a hold of this? And has it been out for a while or what?
We just launched in June, but they can go to soloshot.com. We've got tons of videos loaded up there of all different sports that we've been doing. You know, field sports, action sports, whatever. And so, yeah, take a look at that. There's availability to email us through that. And
can you buy them right there through the website right now, too?
Or website, yep. Absolutely.
And how much are they running?
They're running $479. And that comes with your base unit, your tripod, your armband, and the wall mount charger and a travel bag.
Okay. So it comes with the whole setup with the tripod and the works. What do you think, Patrick?
I like it. Is this now, this is charged off of this unit?
Yeah,
then?
So it magnetically attracts to the base unit, and then it's a one charge out of the bottom.
That's nice.
So you don't have to charge both separately.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Once again, that is the Solo Shot. Sean, thank you so much. Great product. And I don't know, we're going to have to go find a camera to mount to it and put this thing to work. I like it. Yeah, if you might have found a new, a cool little device there. Everybody's loving it so far, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's been a good response. So we're excited. But, you know, come on by. Come check us out.
There you go. All right. More coming up. Actually, I see the GoPro folks right there. We might go talk to them and see if we can mount one of these puppies to that. Next, as we continue our show from the Surf Expo on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Okay, so we have meandered over to the GoPro booth here at the Surf Expo. They're always doing some new stuff. This is like one of the hottest products in the world right now. Jessica is with us. Jessica, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Greg?
I am great. We're actually getting some of these GoPro cameras to start filming things like Bill. We'll put a tracker on them, and it'll film them dancing in the studio. So, but we won't blame you guys for that, okay, Jessica?
Right.
But you guys have a new product here for the GoPro cameras that you're debuting here at the Surf Expo. Tell me about it.
Yeah, we are. It's our new GoPro Hero 3 camera. Comes in three editions. White starting at $200, the silver at $300, and the black at $400.
Nice. I want to get my hands on one of those for sure because it shoots 12 megapixel stills. Great for underwater photography and so small.
Yes.
Very mobile. And obviously that's where you guys have captured a major market. And the divers have taken hold of that. Now, I know you got these filters for the camera. Now, this is in what? Is this prototype form or is this about to come out or what?
Yeah, right now we're showing the prototypes at the show, but we hope to have these out. We're saying Q1, but, you know, by summer we hope to have them out. We have the red and magenta for the Hero 3 and Hero 2s. So if you have the dive housing for the Hero 2s, you will be able to use them as well. So the red.
Just snap on filters like any other dive camera.
Yeah.
And obviously, so they're looking out for us divers there and getting that video and those pictures, bringing out those reds when you're at depth is key. And that's going to be a nice little accessory. I have a feeling you're going to sell quite a few of those to the divers listening right now, you think?
Yes, especially.
That's the goal, I guess.
That's the goal. At $29.99, that's the goal.
All right, so hopefully in the next few months, they'll show up at the GoPro website, I guess, first, and then at your local retailer or maybe dive shop or whatever, right?
Most likely, that's right.
Cool. So, are you excited? You liking the Surf Expo? Is this a fun time for you to come to Orlando or what?
Oh, yeah. This is one of our favorite shows, especially since our roots are in surfing. So, we enjoy it every year. Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, GoPro.com. Just go there, check out all this stuff. We'll score a camera, mount Bill with a receiver, and all we can say is we're sorry. All right, we got a Dan tip and more coming up from the Surf Expo. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 333. If you pick up a shell underwater...
I thought I sent you away, Cretan.
Not only will you hear the ocean, you may also experience excruciating pain from the hermit crab's claws that burrows its way into your ear canal.
You see how wonderful life can be?
In the ocean.
When you're maniacal.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Did you have any trouble finding the new studio, Nick?
No.
GPSs are pretty cool, aren't they?
Yes, they are, but I didn't need one.
What? Did you use the Force?
No, I had directions. I knew where I was and where I was going.
Okay, so in other words, you employed good navigational skills.
Yes, I did, Greg, and they're not just for diving anymore.
But underwater navigation is a good skill to have.
It really is. And why is that?
So you don't get lost.
Exactly. Underwater navigation skills are so important, entire specialties are built on them.
So what are the benefits of being able to navigate underwater?
Shoot, what aren't the benefits? At least half a dozen come to mind almost immediately.
Prove it.
Being proficient in underwater navigation helps you relax and avoid confusion or disorientation. You'll know where you are, where you need to go, and where you are in relation to your exit point.
Okay, that's one.
It helps avoid long surface swims, unless, of course, that was part of the plan. Poor navigation skills can leave you surfacing far from the boat, and that's generally not ideal.
That's two.
It maximizes your dive plan. Knowing where you are allows you to do what you plan to do, so you don't spend half your bottom time guessing and searching.
Three.
It avoids buddy separation. If you both know where you're going and are able to navigate there, you're less likely to lose each other.
That's four.
It conserves air.
Okay, wait. Time out. You're reaching for this one. Navigation conserves air?
It's the relaxation thing again. Confidence in where you are helps you relax, which keeps you calm, which helps you breathe evenly and slowly.
All right, five. One more.
You don't get lost.
Shoot, I should have seen that one coming. Man, that was a half dozen.
I can give you more.
And I'd love to hear them. But how about giving our listeners some tips on how to navigate?
There are several methods you can use, like natural navigation. Before you even get in the water, take stock of the waves, currents, or any landmarks on shore. Once you're underwater, use what's around you to stay oriented. Note the direction of the current and take stock of coral formations or bottom composition. If you're diving a reef or a wall, keep it on one side of you for the first half of the dive and reverse it on the return.
Sounds easy enough.
Well, it is. Another option is to use the underwater pattern. Swim in a predetermined pattern like a square or rectangle instead of choosing random directions.
Been there, done that. I use a compass myself.
And they're a terrific navigation tool. Set a heading to follow on your way out and follow the reciprocal back in. There are lots of methods you can use and a lot to know about each one of them. The best thing you can do is to take a specialty course to learn the finer points and then practice what you've learned. Navigation is one of the most useful and safety-oriented skills you can have.
What's the point of diving the perfect site if you can't find it again? Good navigation skills always let divers know where they are, where they need to be, and where they want to go once more. Don't spend your time swimming in circles muttering, "I swear this was around here somewhere." Get yourself some training in underwater navigation. Practice and be the diver everyone else asks for directions. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support,
Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Okay, we are back here at the Surf Expo in Orlando. This is our home base of operations, so it's fun to come out to this event and see what the surfers are doing. And there's some dive-related products, obviously, some crossover products that make sense. Bill?
This is the first guy we've talked to who I really want to go with his hairstyle.
You think so? Jim Elliott from Dive Heart's with us. How are you, Jim?
Oh, excellent. I'm so glad to see Scuba Radio out here. You know, all these surfers, it's nice to see friendly faces in the dive industry. But I'll tell you what, we could really do ourselves a favor by bringing this surf demographic in. There's a lot of hard bodies walking around here.
Well, there is. You know, there's Bikini Way. I'm going to take Bill over to Bikini Way for the first time in the history of Scuba Radio. It took 15 years for me to get him out here to this event. I come out every year because it's in our backyard and we have to conduct research to see what the latest swimwear, you know, whether it's streamlined, whether you're streamlined like Bill and yourself, maybe follically challenged, but that's one way to look at it. And then the ladies have to be, you know, less is more. That makes them swim through the water while they're diving much faster and more efficiently.
Hydrodynamic.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Right. So you guys have that in common with the bikini models, but that might be what brings in the younger demographic here. I'm not sure, but God bless them for it. Right, Jim?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a great show. We're excited about being here.
Yeah. So once again, Dive Heart's doing real well. You can go to diveheart.org, right?
Yeah, diveheart.org. Watch the videos. Go to YouTube. Search for Dive Heart. Unbelievable stuff. We had three documentaries done this year. Lauren Hunt and the actress narrated two of them. CNN did three pieces. NBC did three pieces. NBC Nightly News ran all over. I had people calling. My sister called me from New York, from Manhattan, in a cab. She goes, Jim Elliott, you're on TV in a cab in Manhattan. I had a buddy who saw the NBC piece in the United Airlines flight. So it's really, we're on the radar. And what's nice is working with Duke University Medical Center now and researchers to try and find out why guys with spinal cord injuries are pain-free if we can get them to three atmospheres and why kids with autism are taken to it like that. We're going to start measuring this stuff. And I'll tell you what, it's going to grow the dive industry, and it's going to help revolutionize rehabilitation for people with disabilities.
Yeah, and you know, it's quite a story for the people who don't know how this came to be, but you just had an interest in this, and it just kind of grew into what obviously is now turning into some research projects in that regard. But really, it was really just to give folks that had had problems in the past and were physically challenged or war veterans, that kind of thing, right?
Well, you know, my daughter's blind. That's what got me into this. You know, I got her into downhill skiing, and that turned her life around when she was struggling with being blind. And all of a sudden, it was Aaron the skier and not Aaron the blind kid. Well, we're taking Johnny in a wheelchair, making him Johnny the scuba diver. And at first, I started doing it for confidence, independence, and self-esteem. But, you know, now we're finding out that it's a therapy. I mean, when we just launched a project in with Rotarians, I'm a Rotarian, in Cozumel, where we're taking people with disabilities and working with therapists and doctors there and getting them trained up to dive. And then we're cutting them loose and working with the marine park to do coral reef restoration. So now you're helping the individual and helping the environment at the same time.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. You started off as a very noble thing, and it's actually turned into research and other elements that Dive Heart has gotten involved with. And obviously you can see them at the shows. They show up at a lot of the consumer dive shows and, of course, the Surf Expo.
It's still a noble thing.
Well, no, I didn't. Yeah, I'm not saying it's actually branched into an even bigger noble thing. Does that make sense, Jim?
You know, I work 7 days a week doing this. I left a six-figure income to do this in the media business, and I'm so jazzed every day. It's like a drug. I'm so excited because when you see people come out of the water in their faces, you know, it takes me the better part of a week to help a blind skier feel the fall line and get into it and stuff. It takes 15 to 20 minutes. You know, if you can teach somebody to use their breathing a little bit, even though you're working their BC, if they can, you can get that sweet spot, even in a pool, you can, boom, 15, 20 minutes to turn them around.
Yeah, well, you know, Patrick here he's going to learn how to scuba dive this year. That was my gift to him during the holidays. And I may have to go through a little course for him, maybe pick up some of the tips to make your dive experience special.
You're scaring me.
It wouldn't be the first time, right, Bill?
Pick up tips to train me, you're scaring me.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he's used to working with folks that have special needs, and you might need to, you know, be handled properly as well.
A shave. Start with a shave.
A shave, yes. First of all, lose the hair. Look at Bill and Jim, see? You need to be more streamlined.
I am streamlined.
He's pretty streamlined.
He's pretty streamlined. That's true. Yeah, we all got that in common. We're working towards it. But it's a great organization, diveheart.org. Where are you going from here? Are you back in the pool doing some more training or what?
Well, I just trained a team in Miami, and then I leave here. And actually, I'm going back down to the Keys, and Pete from Scuba Board and his wife are taking the course to become adaptive instructors. So heading back there to finish them up. And then in a few weeks, going to L.A., going out to the Aquarium of the Pacific, where we're going to be presenting and also getting an Army vet with a spinal cord injury, a quadriplegic, in the aquarium. In their they have an immersion program. And for their abilities, I think it's called the Festival of Human Abilities there. And they'll get thousands of people with disabilities through on the 26th and 27th of January. And then we'll from there, we're going to do a training.
Nice. Now, the thing that you're doing down in the Keys with Pete from Scuba Board, is that something any folks can do if they go to the website and say, hey, I want to become certified in that way with you guys, or what?
Absolutely. We do programs all over the country, all over the world. We've done stuff in China, Australia, Israel. Just launched a chapter in the U.K. Went at the Birmingham Dive Show. Went there and worked with Rotarians to help vets.
So you're really not doing anything right now. You're just kicking back on vacation. There you go. Diveheart.org. More coming up from the Surf Expo next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Hi, this is Richie Kohler.
And I'm John Chatterton.
And you're listening to Scuba Radio.
Yowza. This is the world's first radio show dedicated to diving.
Come on, come on.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, here at the Surf Expo in Orlando. It's in our backyard. We figured, what the heck? Let's go out here, see who's hanging. There's folks from the dive industry, Jim from Dive Heart. There's a small diving contingency, and my buddy Nestor is here. He has been in the industry forever and a good friend of Scuba Radio. Good to see you again, Nestor. How are you?
Doing great, Greg. It's always a pleasure to see you in your own backyard.
Yes. Well, it's easy for us. You know, you travel all over. You're doing these shows all over the world, for that matter. And now you're working with, or you've been doing this for several years now, National Geographic. So what are you showcasing here at the Surf Expo in that regard?
Well, that's great, Greg. Thanks for the opportunity to share what we're doing with your listeners. National Geographic and the National Geographic Society, which, by the way, this year is celebrating its 125th year, goes about raising funds for their mission in a variety of different ways. One of the ways, which is fantastic, because as you well know, and so do your listeners, it gives you a great way to be able to get to the outdoors, enjoy the outdoors, and leave absolutely no trace behind, and that's, of course, snorkeling. So what we're doing here is with Nat Geo Snorkeler and Swim is we're basically making the reef accessible, more accessible to the average individual. Maybe they're not as far along as your listener, but there are many of them, of course, certified divers. But what a great way to get them introduced to the sport.
That's
so
right.
Two good things happen. They see the reefs. They leave nothing behind, but basically their kicks on the surface of the water, breathe a little bit of nice, clean air, and hopefully get the bug to become certified divers.
That's right. You know, the first step to scuba diving is snorkeling. And,
it's a gateway drug.
What's that?
It's a gateway drug. Snorkeling is a gateway
I've never
drug.
Looked at it like that, but I guess that is one way to do it.
So, yeah, that's why the two deputy sheriffs are walking the show with
you
guys.
Yeah, it could be. No, I have a feeling that it's to protect the girls.
Gateway drugs at the surf.
No, yeah, that's to protect the girls that are walking around in bikinis from people like Bill and Patrick, my crew. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Yeah. Nestor knows well. You've been working the Surf Expo for a few years here.
Yeah, actually, yes, we have. This is although the line has only been to market for 3 years, as you guys know, the Surf Expo takes place twice a year. It's a January and September show. So this actually marks our seventh show. So it's been fantastic. The folks here are really great to work with. They're very welcoming. And it's great because we have a chance to talk to non-divers for the most part. It gives us a great opportunity to introduce them to diving.
Yeah, well, obviously they're interested in the water. Excuse me. Got to take in the view. Okay, there we go. We're going to walk down Bikini Way here in a little while. He's never been to the Surf Expo, Nestor. He's in for a treat, isn't he?
I think it'll be a great revelation. I'll just leave it at that.
will they all be walking around with their own soundtrack?
They could be. It depends on what will be playing in your head. There's a lot of songs like Badonkadonk. I don't know. God knows. It could get quite colorful an hour or two of scuba radio. But anyway, getting back to this National Geographic snorkel line, you can get this where? Where do you go to pick up this stuff?
Well, Greg, that's a great question. Probably the easiest way to find retailers in your area is to visit our website, which is and here's a real unique address, National Geographic Snorkeler, SNORKELER.com. And once you're there, visit our dealer site locator. You'll find we have approximately 500 retailers in the U.S., and we also have 15 international distributors, all the way from Saudi Arabia to South Korea.
Nice. All right. Well, Nestor, great to see you again. Thank you so much. Enjoy your time here at the Surf Expo, and I'll let you go back to enjoying the sights.
Thank you, Greg, and have a great show.
Absolutely.
And I know the show will be always great.
Yes, it is. It is. National Geographic. Great line of snorkel equipment. Over here, just walking next door, my buddy Gene from the Dive Industry Association. How are you, Gene?
Hey, Greg, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. You're sharing the joy of diving, just like Nestor with his product, but more from a general industry standpoint, right?
Absolutely. We're at Surf Expo, and they all love the water as much as the divers do, except they've never been introduced to diving, so that's why we're here.
Well, what do you think? Does Bill got it right? The surfers are kind of on, they're on a gateway drug, whether they're surfing, snorkeling, or whatever, on their way to scuba diving?
Well, one thing about the surfers, they know how to have fun. They're living the lifestyle. They're out at the beach. They're on the waves. They're out there having fun. And actually, we can learn a lot from the surf people.
We could. I think we're here doing research, finding out what's the latest trends in swimwear for the ladies that want to go to diving, snorkeling, or whatever. Bill?
Hey, man. You're right, man.
Well, we have a little bit more of an aggressive vibe maybe than some of the surfers.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, okay.
You realize that surfers don't talk like that. Surfers talk like they're talking right now to you.
Yeah, what are you, stoned?
Yeah, man, he's right, man.
I don't think that's right. I think Bill's got the... I think, Patrick, you're one of the oddballs. You don't act like a surfer.
What do surfers act like?
Like Crush from Finding Nemo. I mean, come on. That's how we think of these surfers, right, Gene?
You see, Greg, you guys are at Surf Expo for the first time, and you're already acting like teenagers.
Yes, it is. It's amazing what a bunch of girls in bikinis will do to a bunch of middle-aged guys.
You've got to admit, this is a fun place to be.
It is.
It's a great way to celebrate what we do for a living. It's kind of like the fountain of youth for divers, and I recommend that all divers in the travel business, manufacturing business, come out to surf and either exhibit or just attend and walk around. It's just like when the Surf Expo was next to the DEMA show 18 years ago. We're still talking about it today.
Yeah, well, that's true. That was about the time when we started Scuba Radio. It was in Orlando. The DEMA show was right next door to the Surf Expo, and every once in a while they'd meet in the bar, and that was quite a mix. That's it. Some of that is missed. We need to inject some of this bikini model stuff into the dive industry more. I'm all for it. Bill, are you?
We should be not injecting ourselves into the...
Okay, maybe not the right word phraseology there. But
you think about it, Greg. 18 years ago when Surf was next to DEMA, we all came over to check it out, and we saw girls in bikinis. We saw
18 years ago is when most of the models were conceived. So... we're going to go check them out here next. God, I feel like a dirty old man right now. But, hey, what are you going to do? Okay, got more coming up from the Surf Expo in Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.